KQED.
The Burbank City Council meets tomorrow evening for their weekly meeting. Not exactly headline news there, but Burbank's council meetings have taken on a different feel these days, just a few months after the city's 60-year-old mayor, Will Rogers, made this announcement.
I'm here to tell the people of Burbank that I have been diagnosed with liver cancer. My cancer is at stage 4. I don't know today if I have another week or another 5 weeks.
Not only is Mayor Rogers still with us, he continues to preside over each and every city council meeting. I recently sat down with the mayor in his city hall office to talk about his priorities for 2018, his colorful past as a TV actor, and his ongoing health challenges.
The number one symptom that I deal with is exhaustion. I can plan one or two things in a day, and then I go home and I am absolutely wiped out because I'm either dealing with nausea or exhaustion or both.
Why did you choose to stay on after this diagnosis and not, say, focus on just your health, your family, and other things you like to do outside of this?
Because there isn't too much that I enjoy as much as doing this, to actually make changes. And I don't know if you've ever seen one of our council meetings, but I have fun.
Good evening! Hello! Come on, what is it, it's an audience or an oil pan? Come on, people. Good evening and welcome to the Burbank City Council meeting of Tuesday.
I've always admired City Hall. City Hall is so important to us, no matter where we live.
What are your priorities for 2018?
2018, we're dealing with some messes from the middle 90s. The councils back then chose to take a vacation on making pension payments.
To sew up a nearly $11 million budget shortfall exacerbated by rising pension costs, Burbank is considering painful budget cuts that could include everything from shuttering the city's 20 public parks to laying off dozens of workers. Actions that Rogers says few city leaders or residents have the stomach for.
That really narrowed the choices for solution to things like a parcel tax, a sales tax, something along those lines. We'll see what the voters say.
I want to change topics a little bit. So
sure.
Burbank, of course, is known for its...
What do you think it's known for? I'll straighten you out.
It's known for its contribution to film and television, home of The Tonight Show of Walt Disney. You yourself have acted in the past on TV and I think in film. Did you have aspirations as it being like you were going to be a star, or was it just like a...
Everybody who starts is going to be a star. Yeah, absolutely. And I did a lot of little bit parts.
I actually... I found a 1982 episode of MASH.
Oh, no. I was so young.
You were have a small appearance as a wounded soldier, a Corporal Logan.
What about
and
my buddy?
You have a scene with Harry Morgan, who played Colonel Potter, and Loretta Swit, who played Hot Lips Houlihan, Nurse Houlihan. Can you remember your two or three lines in the episode?
I remember What About My Buddy.
Okay, here it is. So Nurse Houlihan says... We're sending you to the evac, Corporal.
We're sending you to the evac, Corporal.
And then you say...
What about Fisher? We're buddies.
I'm afraid we're going to have to extend his reservation another couple of days.
But we have the same wounds, don't we?
Yeah.
And that's it.
So naive, so...
You were a good-looking young... You were this fresh-faced kid from Wisconsin.
I was a fresh-faced kid from Wisconsin, and I wore great big hiking boots. And during the summer, I wore shorts. Denim cut-off shorts. So I looked like something completely different.
I asked you how you felt at the beginning, but how long do you think you can reasonably keep working based on what you've been feeling these past few years?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out.
Okay.
Because this isn't work. This isn't work.
It sounds like its own kind of medicine.
It really is. Because, yeah, what would I would be doing? I think I'd be sitting at home.
Watching reruns of MASH.
Yeah, exactly. But that is part of the fun I have.
That's Burbank Mayor Will Rogers. His first term comes to a close in 2019, and he aims to get there despite a stage 4 cancer diagnosis.